previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's economy has expanded for the fourth quarter in a row, the longest growth streak since 2021. GDP has increased by 0.5% in 3 months to end September, compared with 0.9% the previous quarter. And that's bang in line with forecasts by economists. Over the first 9 months of the year, GDP growth has been 1.2%, which gives us an idea of what the overall figure for the year might look like. Growth in the quarter was led by mining and agriculture, up 2.3% and 1.1% respectively. Every other industry expanded, barring electricity, gas and water, which shrank 2.5%. One important number that has also emerged, a 1.6% quarterly increase in gross fixed capital formation. Now, what does that mean? Well, in layman's terms, companies and also government are spending on infrastructure, buildings, technology, and things like trucks, an important sign of an economic turnaround. More spending in this area means the country will be able to produce more in future. It's a number that had been shrinking for the last three quarters. Returning to mining, a company that I'd never heard of until now, private rail freight operator Traxtion, will invest 3.4 billion rand in locomotives and wagons. The acquisition of 46 locomotives will allow the Johannesburg-based company to run freight trains on Transnet's lines, which will be a boost to the big mining houses. Why have I never heard of them? Well, as Traxtion's CEO James Holly said at a news conference making the announcement, this is a 38-year-old South African company that has never operated 1 kilometre of South African main rail, and that's about to change. Traxtion does, however, operate in 9 other African countries and is the continent's biggest private rail firm. Much will depend on Transnet and government's ability to commit to partnerships with private companies to improve and modernize the most important routes on the rail network. One of those, of course, the manganese run into the ports of the Eastern Cape. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening with the All Share down 1%, the Top 40 down 1.1%, London's FTSE flat. In New York, the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.3%, the Nasdaq down 0.6%. Tokyo this morning up 1.6%, Hong Kong down a full 1%, Sydney just above flat. The US dollar, 1.16 to the euro, the rand, 17.10 to the dollar, 19.90 to the euro, 22.62 to sterling. Gold at 4,222, platinum 1,644, Bitcoin just under 93,000, Brent crude oil just over $62.40 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.